USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another big night for Joe Biden.
This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on.
Biden, the projected winner after Tuesday primaries in Missouri, Mississippi, Idaho, and delegate-rich Michigan. It means Biden is extending his lead in delegates and popular vote over Bernie Sanders.
Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state.
The Democratic National Committee says the next presidential debate will go on, but it will not have a live audience because of coronavirus concerns. The DNC saying in a statement late yesterday that the decision was made at the request of both campaigns, quote, out of an abundance of caution. That debate is set to take place in Phoenix, Arizona, this Sunday, the 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
The White House says President Trump will skip the annual St. Patrick's Day lunch on Capitol Hill tomorrow, saying in part it's because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be there. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says,
we don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics. So president's going to stay at the White House and work on behalf of the American people.
She says rather than visiting with him at the lunch, Mr. Trump will welcome the Irish prime minister to the White House that day. A Pelosi spokesman says the White House should be putting petty partisan politics aside for such occasions. Tech giants teaming up to fight coronavirus. Reps from Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter will meet with administration officials today. The goal is to share information between the Silicon Valley companies and coordinate that with the government. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
There's an agreement to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, lawmakers in the House striking a bipartisan deal just ahead of the law's expiration on Sunday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the agreement strikes the balance between protecting American security and their civil liberties. The bill could go up for a vote as soon as Wednesday. A number of musicians are pulling their tours off the road because of coronavirus concerns. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brushfire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. Green Day, Ciara, and Mariah Carey are also rescheduling their shows.
Again, that's our Wendy King. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.